Effects of globalization, e-commerce, and technology. Globalization continues to shift which strategies are successful and which are no longer profitable, and it plus the e-commerce revolution and advanced supply chain technologies have fundamentally shifted the role of logistics. Thus, the tools of logistics and the speed at which organizations must adapt are changing quickly. Globalization. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines globalization as the interdependence of economies globally that results from the growing volume and variety of international transactions in goods, services, and capital, and also from the spread of new technology. Globalization has accelerated the rate of change and the level of volatility that organizations operate in. This rate of change is much faster in some industries than in others. Per the World Trade Organization, WTO, global trade volume in 2022 was 45 times greater than in 1950, and over the same period, global trade values increased by almost 400 times. Since 1995, the average rate of increase per year has been 4% for volume and 6% for value. Both rates increased sharply around 1995 when the WTO was established. In addition to needing to deal with the additional volume and complexity this represents, another major impact is that organizations, and especially their logistical networks, need to become adaptable and resilient, or they will be replaced by others who are. Walmart was touted for years as the pinnacle of supply chain success and is still doing very well at managing their vast network, but U.S.-based Amazon and China-based Alibaba, among others, have challenged that dominance using direct sales models. Both supply and demand have become more volatile. From the supply perspective, China has become a global consumer of so many commodities on such a large scale that whatever occurs in that market will affect commodity markets worldwide. Commodity prices have in fact become considerably more unstable in the last decade than they ever were in decades past. Countries with low labor costs do not stay that way for long. Rising economic success for a country generates a larger middle class and wages increase. The rankings of countries in terms of their cost advantages and disadvantages, such as traffic levels or other infrastructure, shift continuously. On the demand side, consumer expectations of a high level of customer service have been increasing, and the ability to source globally using internet searches gives consumers far more power. Global competition is also shortening product life cycles. As substitute goods come on the market quickly, premium pricing erodes faster and products enter maturity and decline faster. While collaborative product development helps shorten the research and product launch phases, the same is true for competitors' products. How transportation, local delivery, or other logistics services are provided differs significantly from country to country. In India or in many European countries, for example, local deliveries are often to kiosks that hold packages until the customer picks them up. Local couriers may use bicycles and similar means of transport in other places. Ports still use manual stevedores in some cities in India. The impact of globalization is seen in where organizations are locating facilities and in what markets they offer their products and services to. The traditional setup was for organizations to import inexpensive raw materials and manufacture primarily for a domestic market. Now organizations are exporting more finished goods, and developing markets are producing subcomponents for final assembly closer to each market. Japanese car manufacturers have plants in the U.S. and U.S. auto manufacturers have plants in China. Many emerging market economies are growing quickly and provide new markets, particularly Brazil, Russia, India, and China, BRIC, but they also add new challenges in terms of setting up logistical systems or dealing with infrastructure lag. Here are some additional impacts of globalization. Container ships are now larger, and this reduces the transportation cost per item shipped. Countries with low labor costs now often also have highly skilled workers. New trade agreements and trading blocks are reducing some trade barriers. The European Union is a passport-free zone with no cross-border customs, speeding travel times. It has deregulated transportation, harmonized legislation and taxation across borders, and reduced tariffs. 3PLs are providing technology tools to make multimodal transport easier to arrange and track. Despite the huge growth in globalization, some barriers to expanding globally still exist. The U.S.-China trade war has resulted in a higher average landed cost of goods in these countries. For example, a buyer in China may need to apply the maximum 25% duties on select imports from the U.S., which directly increases the buyer's landed costs. Tariffs and trade regulations differ between countries in format and structure. Customs brokers often must do detailed research on shipments, which can be time-consuming and difficult to automate. Cultural differences can hinder trade agreements. What is well accepted in one place may not be welcome elsewhere. Getting contracts signed quickly may be an unfamiliar concept in some countries. Some countries have a culture that expects bribery. The risk of terrorism and the reaction to it in the form of border controls can slow down international trade and add expense. Infrastructure, which includes not only roads, railways, and bridges, but also utilities, police, and financial institutions, can be poor in some areas. E-commerce. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines electronic commerce, e-commerce, as the use of computer and telecommunication technologies to conduct business via electronic transfer of data and documents. In 2014, in the U.S., 9% of retail sales were online, per an article by John Larkin. Per an article by Sky Knibbs, in 2019, e-commerce was 11.1% of total retail sales. Then, due to the pandemic in 2020, this amount jumped to 14.7% of retail sales, a 36.7% increase over 2019. However, this 14.7% of retail sales statistic stayed the same in 2021 and 2022 for the U.S. This means that while the U.S. e-commerce growth rate slowed during this time, the total e-commerce adoption level stayed high. In 2022, there was virtually no gap between e-commerce sales growth and overall retail growth, per an article by Michael Keenan. Global e-commerce was 18.9% of all retail sales in 2021 and 2022, per an article by Ethan Kramer Flood. Half of these e-commerce sales, just over $3 trillion in 2022, were in China, while the U.S. was in a distant second place at about a third of that amount. 46 million Chinese people shopped online in 2007, but as of 2023, this figure had ballooned to 844 million shoppers. China also has very high online grocery shopping rates. In 2021, 19% of all grocery purchases were made online, per an article by Ariel Feger, up from 9% in 2018. Globalized e-commerce has also resulted in a large increase in demand for air freight for parcels ordered from international locations. Per Novak and Transportation, a global supply chain perspective, McKinsey & Company is expecting this e-commerce market expansion to be worth $20 billion for air cargo carriers. Even A.P. Moller Maersk and the Mediterranean Shipping Company, both ocean carriers, have added air freight forwarders and are leasing cargo planes to provide this option. The continued acceleration of e-commerce has had a major impact on organizations and on logistics in particular. If goods shipped to stores aren't selling but online demand is high, there is the logistical issue of how to get the goods from the retail stores to the consumers. Many retailers have started treating their stores as online fulfillment centers. However, this type of logistical system is not necessarily as efficient as a dedicated small order fulfillment center. In addition, global e-commerce has resulted in a significant increase in complexity of required business transaction documentation, for example, for privacy law compliance. The retail delivery pattern involves shipments of goods or components from multiple suppliers, consolidation at distribution and cross-docking centers, and shipment from there to the retailers. This pattern emphasizes multimodal transportation and full truck or container loads for efficiency and economies of scale. The direct-to-consumer delivery pattern involves the same first steps of getting goods and consolidating them at distribution centers, but from there, it becomes a series of small package deliveries directly to consumers. In some cases, the direct-to-consumer delivery pattern involves forwarding individual packages directly from suppliers to customers with no intermediaries. According to a Neil Abt article, the rate of registrations for single-unit trucks, for example trucks for the last mile or local delivery, increased 7.8% between 2007 and 2016. While all truck registrations in general grew by only 4.4%. During this period, the number of last-mile truck trips increased significantly, which reduced the overall average for trip lengths since 2000 by 37%. Overall, last-mile fulfillment centers represented 73% of the industrial real estate market in 2017, which was a 15% increase over 2016. Per the 2024 State of the Third-Party Logistics Industry Report, the volume of parcels went from 11 billion shipped in 2016 to 15 billion in 2019, and then leapt to 20.3 billion in 2020. As of 2022, the volume was at 21.2 billion. Again, the pandemic created a dramatic increase in parcel volume, but post-pandemic, while the rate of increase dropped, the volume did not revert back to pre-pandemic levels. The magnitude of the shift in delivery patterns from large shipments to retailers to individual shipments to consumers is immense for the logistics industry. Third-party logistics providers who specialize in TL, full truckload, also called FTL, and LTL, less than truckload delivery, are under pressure from the reduction in demand for their services. Mergers and acquisitions are already occurring among traditional 3PLs as they seek to scale upward to be large enough to start offering services other than just TL and LTL. In 2022, LTL freight company Yellow ceased operations despite gross revenues of $6 billion that year, and it wasn't the only victim of the LTL freight recession. If this trend continues, there will be far fewer logistics providers in the market, and those that survive will need to be able to provide their traditional functions, plus functions that are currently provided by the likes of UPS, United Parcel Service, FedEx, and the United States Postal Service, USPS. For example, according to the Larkin article, Amazon.com has a strategy to develop a private fleet to provide same-day deliveries in their top 40 markets, use local delivery services for the next 60 markets, and rely on UPS, FedEx, and USPS only for the remaining markets. Part of its strategy to achieve same-day delivery is to open distribution centers in these urban areas rather than locating them in the countryside. As of 2023, in the U.S., Amazon was operating 55 dedicated same-day delivery sites. Each site does sorting, fulfillment, and delivery. Other retailers, such as Walmart, have similar strategies. A newer option for some same-day deliveries is to use app-based freight services, which is a trend that has been called the Uberization of freight. Even the direct-to-consumer delivery pattern has been shifting. Many retailers and grocery stores are using click-and-collect models that use in-store staff to assemble an order, and the customer picks it up at the location and time that suits them. There has also been a movement toward next-day delivery. For consumers who are working during the day, this has resulted in packages left outside doors or missed deliveries. One innovative solution developed by Wekamp, a large Dutch mail order company, was to ask, "When do you want your delivery?" to help make deliveries when customers are actually home. They also developed same-day delivery, in part by reducing their time from customer order to ready-to-ship to 30 minutes. Other European services have started making deliveries to small village grocery stores or gas stations for customer pickup. In South Africa, Checkers 6060 offers guaranteed grocery delivery within 60 minutes using motorcycle delivery technology. Elsewhere, we discuss broad logistics technology drivers including containers, port technologies like advanced cranes, and warehouse picking and sorting automation. Here we focus on logistics software and related control systems as technology drivers, as well as on the related process changes needed to properly leverage these tools. Information and control systems for logistics, TMS, WMS control towers, that feature real-time data are critical ways organizations are seeking to increase value. However, according to a 2024 Gartner e-book, Powering the Future of Supply Chain, more than just technology is needed to get real value from such investments. Gartner's survey results indicate that while corporate investments in digital assets has increased significantly, it has not had as big of an impact on productivity as desired. The key drivers for better leveraging these technology investments include improving economic value in three areas: human resources, digital transformation, and resources. For human resources, respondents indicated that talent management needed to be promoted instead of just focusing on operational outcomes. Having dedicated talent management resources and a social learning environment is needed to help develop trust-based relationships with external partners. Digital transformation investment areas for high-performing organizations include building and secure an ethical data privacy for customer data, capturing and using supply chain-specific customer satisfaction data, developing real-time supply chain data analytics tools that include large language model, LLM, AI tools that can help automate scenario execution. Resource-related technology and process investment priorities include enhancing product design tools and processes to handle complex requirements, such as ensuring products use sustainable material inputs and packaging. Using technology and process changes, for example, coordinated risk management, to collaborate more with key suppliers who are open to technology and process linkages. Developing productivity-focused resilient supply chains that actively consider geopolitical issues, climate issues, and environmental, social, and governance, ESG strategies. Logistics information and control systems need to provide timely and accurate data to enable planning, execution, and feedback for improvement. For example, transportation planning involves getting pre-transaction data to the right parties to enable smooth logistics. The shipper needs purchase order forecasts and information on equipment availability, while the receiver will need an advance ship notice. The carrier will also need pickup and delivery window information and forecasts. During the transaction, all parties will need real-time information on shipping status. Post-transaction, the shipper will need proof of delivery and information on carrier performance for freight pay and audit. The receiver will need carrier proof of delivery data, and the carrier will need payment claim data. Artificial intelligence is becoming embedded in a number of software systems. Upgrading to an AI-enabled ERP system or other tool might provide such capabilities. In a survey of manufacturers reported on in Reuters Events by Alex Hadwick, respondents indicated uses for AI including production and Internet of Things, IoT support, employee training and customer service, with future use in production line management, quality control, and process optimization. Barriers reported included lack of institutional knowledge and employee skills, and low confidence in underlying data. In a McKinsey study cited in the 2024 State of the Third-Party Logistics Industry report, while spreadsheets were still in use for demand forecasting and planning by 73% of respondents, 20% already use AI and machine learning for planning, and 4 out of 5 respondents indicated they plan to use it or already use it for demand planning, S&OP, control towers, detailed scheduling, and inventory optimization. The same source also notes that a significant impediment to adoption is the need for logistics service providers to have enough technology maturity to enable integration and real-time data analytics, for example, WMS platforms that feature labor analytics dashboards for productivity goals. Another example of machine learning and artificial intelligence integration is called intelligent order management. Such systems are designed to synchronize demand and supply in real time. They can anticipate what inventory will be needed where and in what quantities while also automating rules for sourcing, shipping, and taxation. Digital twins are also being developed that create an online digital representation of physical assets and supply chain entities. Digital twins help synchronize the digital and physical worlds for end-to-end visibility.